Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
So great to be back together with you. We're at Healing School. And the thing that I've been put on my heart, that God put on my heart to teach is, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. It's very important that we learn how to make things happen. And God will help us if we look to Him and look to the Word, and we will see it start to happen. You know, some people hope for healing, while other people get up in the morning and make it happen. And we want to be one of those people who infuse our life with action. Don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen. We can do that. We can make it happen. And I'm Dr. Gerard Curry, and I'm going to give you one tip today on how to make it happen. And this will work for any area of life. It'll work for your finances. It'll work for your marriage. It'll work for your body and your children. It'll work all over the show. And we're just so blessed that you joined us. And buenos dias, Pastor Adamel and Linda Wilkins and Elizabeth Lisa. God bless you all. And so today we're going to be talking about making it happen. Let's make it happen. We're not going to wait for things to happen. We're going to make things happen. That's the difference. God's given us the authority to make it happen. And I'm going to give you, like I said, one tip on how to make it happen. Now, I'm very excited because Healing School is, we all need to hear about healing and health and what the Lord has for us. And especially in these times right now, there's been a lot of, so many things going on and so many diseases and so much stuff taking place. I just saw that Carmen, the great singer, we had him at our church. Carmen is battling in the hospital right now with his organs, they're saying, or starting to get a problem and shutting down, et cetera, et cetera. So we pray for him. We lift him up before the Lord and we say, Father God, your mercy, let your mercy shine down on our brother Carmen, a man of God. Help him. Help him, Lord. Show your mercy. Heal his body in Jesus' name. And with all of what's going on in the world today with the viruses and just so much going on, we've got to make things happen. We can't sit here and get beat up by the enemy. We have to make things happen the way we desire for them to happen. And to succeed in life, here's the one tip I want to bring to you today. To succeed in life, we've got to get vision. We have got to get a vision. And specifically, an important God's vision for our life. You see, if I see what God wants for me, I can visualize what He says I can have. And so I've got to get the vision for my life that God says is for me. But how do I bring it to pass? You see, faith, now remember, faith is a powerful thing. It brings the vision to pass. Say that with me. Say, faith brings the vision to pass. It does. Faith will bring the vision to pass, but you've got to have the vision. You see, faith and vision work together simultaneously, because if I visualize myself healed or prosperous or doing what God's called me to do, I've got something to launch my faith at. And this is what we need to be doing. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. We all know the scripture. Well, most of us know the scripture. Maybe some of us don't. Let me just mention about faith. The Bible says without faith in Hebrews 11:6, without faith we cannot please Him. But He also says that we must, the just, the righteous, the born again, must live by faith. So we have to live by faith. But the last 10 minutes, you can ask any question you want about healing and health, and I'll do my best to answer those questions. Now, Hebrews 11:1, we see it says, now faith, not later on faith, not yesterday's faith, and not tomorrow's faith, today's faith, now, right where I'm at right now, I have to be in faith, because I just must live by faith. That means yesterday I was in faith, today I'm in faith, and tomorrow I need to be in faith. I got to live by faith, and I walk by faith, not by sight. So Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that scripture, you know, in the beginning, it gave me a little bit of hassles when I first became a Christian, and I wasn't sure how to interpret that scripture. But as we grew on and God started to reveal things to us, he showed me other scriptures that tied in with that one, but he also showed me other translations. For instance, the Amplified translation, listen to this. It says, now faith is the assurance. Faith is the assurance. And so divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, listen to this, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Wow. You see, we've got five senses, all human beings. Well, some people may have issues, but the majority of human beings, we have our five senses, our seeing, our smelling, our hearing, our tasting, and our touching. Those are the five senses, the human five senses. And he's saying over here, he says, faith comprehends as fact, what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. So I'm going to get out of my physical senses. And when I'm out of the physical senses, I can get into the spiritual realm and operate by the spiritual sense. And so my faith is a spiritual force. And that faith will get me to where I need to go without me seeing it in the natural. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Listen to the Living Bible. What is faith? It is a confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. I love that. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen in the spiritual realm are eternal. So the Living Translation says, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is a certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. You see, Abraham, when he got faith, God said to him, you're going to have the promised child. It came 25 years later. He was 100 years of age when he had the child. His wife was 90 years, Sarah, when she had the baby. She couldn't have a child in her prime, in her strength of life, when she was really a strong woman in her 20s to 35s, 40s. She could not have a child in the prime of life. And now she's told, she's like 75 or somewhere in that area, told, you are going to have a baby, the promised child. And Abraham believed God, and God gave him a vision of the stars and the sand and said, look at the stars, as many stars are that there are that you can see, you're going to have seed that many from this promised child. And he gave him the vision of seeing multitudes of stars, and he changed his name. So he changed the way he looked at it, and he changed what he said, and he started calling himself Abraham instead of Abram, which was father. Abraham means father of nations. So he started to speak what God divinely showed him and started to see that he was going to be this father of all these multitudes of people. It's very, very powerful. Now that God showed him a physical sign of the sand and the stars to get a spiritual action operating in his life. And he changed the way he was speaking. So he went from saying, I am a father, to the language that God said to speak, call things that are not as though they were. And he started to do that. And do you know that God accounted that to Abraham as righteousness? You can see that in Romans 4. He accounted it to Abraham's life as righteousness. I love it. It's just so powerful. And so the Living Translation says, even though we cannot see it up ahead, it's waiting for us. It's there. If you're believing for financial blessing, it's waiting for you there. If you're believing for healing, it's waiting for you in your walk. And your faith and vision will attain what you believe in God for. It's so powerful. I only read one more translation, the Voice Translation. It says, faith is the assurance of things you have hoped for, the absolute conviction that there are realities you've never seen. There are realities you've never seen. You see, we, with God, all things are possible, but to them that believe, all things are possible. You see, it's very difficult for a human being to operate in the five senses and try to operate with the spiritual realm in the five senses. When you start to say, but I can't see it, I can't feel it, I can't taste it, I'm just a realist, you're operating in your five senses with your emotions, feelings, and your experiences. But when you operate outside of your five senses, in the spiritual realm, with the word of God and what God said, it's there waiting for you. And even if you don't see it in the natural realm, it is there waiting for you. But here's where you've got to get vision. You've got to visualize yourself healed. You've got to see yourself getting up out of bed. You've got to see yourself running a marathon. You've got to see yourself working out. You've got to see yourself doing what you can't do at this particular moment if you're sick in bed. So you've got to see it. You've got to see yourself prospering. You've got to see yourself in ministry. You've got to visualize this thing. It's so powerful. Amen. And my faith is always working on what I can't see. That's a good word for you note takers. Write that down. My faith is always working on what I cannot see. That's powerful. My faith is always working on what I cannot see. You see, if I can see it, if I've got it, I don't need faith. If I cannot see it, then my faith works to get it. And it works. It truly does. And look at all these wonderful people, Linda Wilkins and Elizabeth Lisa and Christine Sutherland and Ariel Lazada. We're just so grateful you've joined us, and people are saying things and good morning and giving me scriptures, etc. I love it. Later on, we're going to give you opportunity to ask any questions, and we will try to answer those for you.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support. And God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.